Cubs in Atlanta looking for their sixth straight win. Scary moment, though. Top of the first, Chris Bryant on second, R.A. Dickey pitching.
But instead, he's the opposite. Knuckleball in the dirt, gets away from Flowers. Breaking for third is Bryant. The throw, they got him. And Chris Bryant just made the third out at third base. That ball smothered by Tyler Flowers right at home plate. Bryant thought, well, this is a good time to run. And he was out easily. And Bryant is out of the game. And we just saw a super slow-mo replay of him sliding in headfirst at third base. And he was reaching out with the left hand to tag the base. And the two left fingers, the pinky finger and the ring finger on the left hand, got caught on the shoe of Johan Camargo. And they both twisted violently to the left while the rest of the hand continued to go forward. And another fastball is roped to right and deep. That one's got a chance to get out of here. That one is gone. Mike Montgomery, the Cubs pitcher, drives one into the chop house for a solo home run. And it's 2-0 Cubs. The fan who caught it in the chop house just threw it onto the field. That is the first home run in the career of Mike Montgomery. To me, that's the real competition, is what the organizations are doing from A ball on. Line drive to right field, deep back toward the wall. That ball skips off the top of the fence and is gone for Tommy La Stella. A line drive home run to right. That's his second home run. And he rides a 1-2 pitch out of here to make it 3-0 Cubs. Swing and a miss. Pitch was down, and Camargo chased. Strike three. Strikeout number four for Montgomery. Swung on, missed. Slow breaking pitch has Kemp out in front. Strikeout number five for Montgomery. And after the home run by Inciarte, he sets the Braves down in order, retiring Camargo, Adams, and Kemp in the Braves' sixth. In the seventh, back-to-back doubles by Baez and Russell. Hit in the air and hit well to center. Inciarte racing all the way to the wall, and he is out of room. Javier Baez with a three-run home run. And it's 7-2 Cubs.
The Braves had reached the 500 mark, but have now dropped three straight, and manager Brian Snitker spoke after the game.
I mean, we just couldn't get anything going offensively. I mean, he did a good job. He was watching a one, not a bad knuckleball, just cut right into Stella's bat. But he did a good job, kept us in the ballgame. We just had a hard time trying to manufacture any runs.
You guys have been hot lately. Is this something where you credit them and you can't just stay hot all the time?
Yeah, I mean, they're a hot team coming in here. Yeah. I mean, they had a really good series in Baltimore before they came in here, and you know that this is a team that's not going to stay dormant all year. I mean, they're too good. Mm-hmm. They were on a good run just like we had been. And it's just, you know, one of them series, so we got to just kind of regroup and get after him tomorrow.
With Freddie, was it something he was maybe feeling at the beginning of the ballgame, or
it
kind of creeped up?
It was a little viral type thing. I think he's okay now. He's going to go with us. And then, yeah. You know, it's just something that I think I don't know if he felt a little bit before and thought he could get through it. And it was just, but it's nothing bad, I don't think.
Pins inconsistent at times, that bother you? Pins inconsistent at times, that bother you, or no?
Well, I mean, they've been, you know, they've had runs where they've been really, really good, and they were really good that last series, and you know, it's going to happen. I mean, the thing is, it's runs and you know, you ride the crest when you're going good, and then you fight your way out of it when things don't go your way. So, you know, those things happen, and it's good to get Viz back out there today. Just kind of wanted to get him back with some adrenaline going and throwing, and he threw the ball pretty well, look like. So I think he's fine, and you know, it happens. It's just one of them things in baseball you go through, and we'll battle our way through just like we have in the past.
This series you didn't score many runs. What did you think of the overall approach, team approach though?
Well, I think it's more probably the guys that we were facing. One, that's pretty good bullpen over there too. I mean, you look at their numbers, and it's a really deep bullpen, and I think it's just, again, one of those things that you go through. I mean, you have those spells.
You mentioned that knuckleball coming back into La Stella. For the most part, were you happy with
what you saw from
Dickey?
Yeah, no, I think I don't expect him to just be perfect all the time. I mean, that's a good job of keeping the game where we can get at it. It's just more the fact that we just couldn't get anything going offensively, I think, more than, you know, you can't expect him to go out and just be perfect all the time. He's been really good, and he wasn't bad today either.
I mean, this is a really good team that you just faced, but of course you're going out L.A. to face another really good team.
Yeah. And we faced a really good team the last, you know, three series in a row. All three of those teams are really, really good. And it's not going to get any easier. It's kind of why you play.
You've been in the game a long time with the Dodgers, what they've been able to do, win 30 out of the last 34. Can you put that into words?
Yeah, I just kind of I think the baseball gods are due to slow them down a little bit. Started to keep that pace, so maybe they're due.
Has your opinion of your team changed since?
No, not at all. I like our team. I mean, it's these guys fight and they battle and they grind, and as you see with the way they play. And, you know, we're hit away in this game and two nights ago from, you know, putting ourselves in a position to take another series. Didn't happen, and you fight on and grind on, and we'll be back at him tomorrow.
R.A. Dickey allowed four runs over seven innings, striking out five, and talked about his performance.
I felt similarly. I think really, if I reflect on the outing, there were about four pitches that I felt like could have been better. But usually you get away with one or two of those four. And, you know, that's the first time in my career a pitcher has swung at a 2-0 pitch with nobody on, where the first two guys get out in three pitches. I mean, normally, you know, the pitcher's going to take, especially when they don't have a hit all year. So, he ambushed me there and I got to tip my hat. Like, I kind of laid it in there thinking he wasn't going to swing, and he put a good swing on it. That pitch and the seventh inning fastball away to Addison Russell leaked back over the plate, and then the walk to Schwarber in the second. Those three things. Outside of that, you know, I felt like I pitched pretty well and a lot better than my results might reflect. But it was, we swept a really good ball club. We got swept by a really good ball club. Now we're gonna see.
Because games like this are gonna happen, you could look at this as just a continuation of what you've been doing. I mean, it was kind of like.
Oh yeah, I felt good. I mean, I had 2-3-2 walks. Outside of that, I felt like I was in control of the game for the most part. I look at some of the contact was weak, and that's all I can do is just stay in my mechanic, try not to walk guys, and give us a chance to win. I mean, that's what I'm paid to do. I want to do that every time, you know. And I felt like today was good. I felt like I could have, the results could have reflected a little bit more like I pitched. But outside of that, I felt like I was in good shape.
About to get to 2000, Ed, just to think about where you were at one point in your life and where your career is going.
Yeah.
Does it mean something?
Yeah, it means something. I mean, the one thing that I've always tried to do is be a dependable, trustworthy asset to a team. And if you're throwing 2,000 innings, you probably have done that for a stretch of your career. And so for me, that's a kind of a that's what that means to me, is that I had a goal and have a goal to be dependable. That Snit and others throughout the years have been able to depend on me every time I've taken the ball. And when you break it down, that's 10 years of 200 plus innings. That's a good career. And so I'm thankful for that. I've been able to stay healthy and had a lot of help along the way too.
And to think at 42, this isn't it. I mean, what you've shown over the last month.
My stuff is there and I'm thankful for that. It takes a little bit more in between outings to get my body right. And today was tough. I mean, it was 112 in the shade. When that sun was out, when the clouds weren't covering that sun, it was tough. You know, sweat's running down your arms, it's getting on the ball. There's all kinds of little nuances to the game that the ordinary fan doesn't see that we're having to deal with. Freddie got sick. I mean, it was hot. So to be able to manage that and give us a chance to win, and, you know, you got to, at the end of the day, you also have to give credit to Montgomery. He did a great job. You know, he kept us off balance. We didn't hit him well. He had a no-hitter through five innings. I mean, he did a really good job. But we got to get right back after it. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. And we got a tough stretch coming up.
The Braves head across the country to take on the Dodgers on Thursday.